Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Two Chicago police officers wounded last night in a so-called friendly fire incident. Happened in suburban Lyons. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains.
Chicago police say license plate technology had determined that a car spotted on DuSable Lakeshore Drive was wanted in connection with a murder. A police helicopter was called in and followed the car to a gas station on Ogden Avenue in Lyons. Police Superintendent David Brown says that's where a couple of officers got into a struggle with one of the people from the car.
One of our officers who has his handgun out during this struggle has an accidental discharge of his weapon, likely striking two of our officers who are here at the hospital being treated for non-life-threatening injury.
Superintendent Brown says police arrested the two people who'd been in the wanted car, and a gun was found in the car. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Naperville Central High School student had posted an ad on Craigslist offering to sell a black classmate. Was given probation and community service. More from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
It was 2 years ago when the ad appeared along with a photo of the black student. The caption read, "Slave for sale," along with what the DuPage County State's Attorney said was a racial slur. The ad was connected days later to a 14-year-old boy. He pleaded guilty last month to felony hate crime and misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges. State's Attorney Robert Berlin said in a statement, "Hate crimes have no place in a civilized society and will not be tolerated regardless of a person's age." He called it despicable behavior. The teenager was sentenced to 2 years of probation, 100 hours of community service, and counseling. That ends the slave for sale case in Naperville.
South Suburban, Homewood, and Madison are the winners. Calumet City and Linwood the losers. In the new casino sweepstakes, Illinois Gaming Board selected Homewood and Madison as finalists in the competition for the Long South Suburban gambling location. Time to find a new Porsche at PorscheLincolnwood.com. And now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, Josh Liss.
Hi, good morning. Zach Levine and a new crew of Bulls are feeling each other out in a low-scoring season opener in Detroit last night and need a rally from down 9 points in the third quarter to seize the lead for good in the last 3 minutes of action. It was a scrum as the Bulls and Pistons tangled, and turns out back-to-back jacks are the difference makers. From DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball, the Bulls hold off Detroit 94-88. Zach LaVine with a team-high 34 points.
This ain't last year. We're looking forward now. It's all new team, all new mindset, so excited that we grinded that one out, and a win's a win.
The one thing that we did do is we got fouled. We made our free throws and we got stops and we didn't put them to the free throw line. I mean, that's really what allowed us to close the game out. But we need to get a lot better execution wise, I think, which is normal. It's the first game they're used to playing against each other.
Billy Donovan's Bulls take a lead with 3 minutes left, finish off Detroit with 6 free throws in the final minute. And their debuts with the team, DeMar DeRozan, the future Hall of Famer, 17, and Lonzo Ball with a key 3-pointer as part of his dozen. Nikola Vucevic, 15 points, 15 boards, and rookie Ayo Dosunmu with a bench-high 7 and 11 minutes in his NBA debut. Now the Bulls host New Orleans tomorrow. Jeremy Colliton's winless Blackhawks are on home ice tonight, hosting the 1-2-1 Vancouver Canucks. And the Fire win at Cincinnati 4-3. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Search is on at this hour for a man believed to be responsible for two separate killings on the near northwest side overnight. As WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports this morning, the victims were just blocks apart when they were attacked over a period of a few minutes.
The shootings happened three blocks apart in the Logan Square neighborhood around 1 o'clock in the morning. Chicago police say a man dressed in black approached a 25-year-old man who was sitting at a bus stop in the 3900 block of West Fullerton. They argued, and the man in black shot the other man in the chest, killing him on the spot. Police say the gunman went on foot to the 2300 block of North Keystone, where he took a 41-year-old man's car at gunpoint, but not before shooting that man in the chest. That victim died soon after at a hospital. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police officers who don't want to comply with the city's vaccination mandate are being welcomed to the Hoosier State. More on the story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Republican U.S. Senator Mike Braun wrote on social media, "Our police do the hardest job in the world and they deserve respect, not losing their pay or being fired for refusing to comply with a vaccine mandate or report their vaccine status." He said Chicago's mandate is government overreach. Braun told the Indy Star he does encourage people to get vaccinated.
And when it comes to any one individual, where they choose to do it or not, that shouldn't be public discourse.
Indiana State Police also reached out via Twitter, writing, "Hey, Chicago police officers, we're hiring, no vaccine mandate. Lower taxes, great schools, welcoming communities." That's the latest regarding support for CPD officers.
Public viewing will be held in Chicago today for civil rights activist and historian Timuel Black, who died last week at the age of 102. Services will be taking place from 1 to 7 p.m. at A.A. Rainer and Sons Funeral Home, 71st and Calumet. A private funeral scheduled for tomorrow. Volunteer docents of the Art Institute of Chicago are hopeful the museum may be backpedaling on their status.
After the 82 volunteer docents were summarily dismissed in September and it made the news, the Art Institute says that led to harassment and threats to the staff. Now, a month and a half later, the president of the Docent Council, Gigi Voffis, says she is encouraged by a statement the museum released to WBBM last evening that said, "We are moving to a hybrid model that incorporates paid and volunteer educators."
When will the hybrid model begin? And when do we get back into the galleries? And our hope from the volunteer docents that we're back in the galleries by Christmas of this year.
The original plan did call for volunteers to be brought back in some form in 2023. The docents say they want to come back now. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.